From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary for the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor.
It's one of the best things we do as a community, feeding our hungry neighbors. I hope you read the Missourian Report Thursday, in which Jiwon Choi described the summer programs that provide lunch for kids of all ages. The most troubling fact in that article, I thought, was that even with 19 locations in Columbia, the programs still leave children without enough to eat. You can consider this a follow-up. As penance for a career in journalism, I've been a volunteer at the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri for more than a dozen years. This week, I had the opportunity to spend a couple of mornings at the Central Pantry, which is our main retail outlet. Located on Big Bear Boulevard, the pantry is really a grocery store, with one important difference. Nobody pays. That's right. If you're a resident of Boone County and hungry, you can stop in any Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., or Saturday, 10 to 2. The helpful staff at the front counter will ask how many in your family, give you that number on a slip of paper, and turn you loose with a shopping cart. You're allowed one full circuit of the market each month with as many visits as you want to a side room that's stocked with a variety of fruits, vegetables, and baking items. Sean Ross, who has managed the pantry for more than a decade, tells me that in a typical month, his crew of staff and volunteers serves 10,000 to 13,000 Boone Countyans. Last year, the pantry gave out 4.9 million pounds of food. Now here's where the rest of the community connection comes in. Sean said that 1 million pounds of that food was donated directly to the pantry by 33 local markets and restaurants. The mornings I worked, we had a fairly steady stream of customers. They were old and young, male and female, singles, pairs, and Thursday morning one couple with three boys, the youngest of whom kept offering me a bite of the apple he was eating. I declined with thanks. Sean estimated that the retail value of the heavily laden carts many pushed probably would have exceeded $200. Most contained meat. On Thursday, we had chicken, fish, bacon, lamb, pork, turkey slices, and packs of beef jerky. Vegetables included onions, salad greens, and mixed salads, cucumbers, and some things I couldn't identify. Fruits were strawberries, raspberries, melons, pineapple, and cherries. There were also frozen pizzas, boxed cereals, bottled water, and a variety of other packaged goods. Of course, the Central Pantry is far from the food bank's only retail outlet. There are those 19 summer feeding spots. Other local pantries are operated by the Salvation Army, the Columbia Housing Authority, and a long list of others. During the school year, the Buddy Pack program in the public schools gave out 287,175 pounds of lunches. In its 32-county operating area, the food bank gave away nearly 31.9 million pounds of food, with a wholesale value of $53.3 million last year. That helped feed 104,000 Missourians through 133 cooperating agencies and 155 schools. That's a lot of numbers. Here's one more. Because the food bank belongs to the National Feeding America Consortium, and because nearby contributors such as Kraft Foods, Walmart, and dozens of others are so generous with donated food, every $1 that comes in can acquire $21 worth of groceries. Summer is a season of plenty. In Missouri, it's also a season of hunger. It felt good to fill those folks' carts this week. You can help. The food bank number is 474-1020. There's more information online at sharefoodbringhope.org. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his most recent opinion column for the Columbia Missourian. I'm Sarah Shariari, KBIA News, Columbia.